Aloha, Tom Beal here, coming to you from Waikiki Village Beach Resort here in Hawaii. And I just heard some saddening news via the social interwebs that famous actor Philip Seymour Hoffman has died due to a drug overdose. And first I'll share a quick funny story. So December 2004, Christmas Day, I'm going to see Meet the Fockers at the movie theater in Webster, New York. Got the tickets, getting into going to the theater, you know, which theater is it? It's 5 or 7, whatever. We see it, there's someone that holds the door for me. And I look, and I'm like, hey, you're the movie star dude. It was Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's like, yep, that's me. So I'm like, cool, well, enjoy the movie. So I go in, eat my popcorn, sit down, and as he finds his seat, you know, with his family, a whole bunch of kids that work at the theater running up, getting his autograph, getting a picture with him and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, mental note, when the picture's over, I gotta go get his autograph or a picture with him. But the movie was funny, and when it ended, he had disappeared. So I think he might have snuck out the exit up at the front of the theater, but to not get mobbed, he just disappeared. So I never saw him, never got that autograph, but I did laugh to many of his movies, and I did cry to some of his movies. He was an actor that touched many of us in a lot of the films that he played. Some were serious, some were funny, and he was a well-known, respected actor. So kudos to him for reaching the top of his career objectives. But it also saddens me to see someone who, you know, obviously he died, what they're saying, with a needle in his arm from heroin, whatever, that someone that has what seems to be the success, has seemed to attain the dreams that they had as a child, to have that inner loneliness, to have that inner sadness, to seek that addictive high, you know. And it's a sad thing that, you know, if we heard the statistics of how many Americans and how many people worldwide are on drugs for depression, for anxiety, and for, you know, just dealing with their internal stuff, it's an eye-opening situation. So I did read a few months back, based upon me meeting him and enjoying his movies, that it made the press that he was in rehab again. I thought, oh, that's sad, but at least he's taken action. But the bottom line is there were warning signs. You know, his friends and family, the people that are close to him, I'm sure were concerned. And we're happy that he got some help and went to rehab, but you know, it's a sad thing to have these addictions pull those people back. So if you have people in your life that have had those warning signs, whether it be alcohol, drugs, or just depression, or anything that's dealing with you know, that inner sadness, you know, reach out and be that friend, and don't just pass it to, like, well, someone will handle it. Be someone who cares. Be someone who is going to be that person to text them and to call them and to speak with them and how things go and check in and share fun stories and share fun things that they can have hope for and whatnot. But, you know, it just saddens me that someone, anyone, would choose to take that path. But, you know, here we have someone that society sees as a success, and who knows what the inner pain or inner turmoil or inner drama that person was dealing with. So be a good person. Be someone who, if you're going through difficult times, you have your group of people, your friends that you can reach out to and just open up to, you know, and not keep those feelings inside. There are people out there that love you. There are people out there that care for you. And, you know, be someone who is able to push that ego aside and just reach out to a friend, reach out to a family member, and share your heart and share those inner feelings. And, you know, keeping them inside is not good. So anyhow, I'm going to go have some fun in Hawaii. Hopefully this was helpful. Do me a favor, if you too enjoyed Philip Seymour Hoffman's work, go ahead and post a URL of one of your funniest scenes and or most touching scenes, because like I said, he had many drama scenes, many action scenes, and many funny scenes. So he was an actor that crossed the whole spectrum. But post your favorite Philip Seymour Hoffman video below, and or share any insights of a personal friend or a personal family member, or even personal stories to you where you had some deep, dark things going on and thankfully you reached out, or unfortunately someone may have gone the path that Philip Seymour did. But let's not let another person who has touched us, even though we didn't interact other than through the big screen with him, he touched us through his following his passion. Let's not let the people that we love and care for have so much inner turmoil that's the path that they would choose to take. And, you know, if that's you, reach out to someone. So, don't know. I just post your comments below. Just felt like sharing this before I head out and have some fun here in Hawaii. But I was very sad to hear about that, and I wouldn't want another person to die in that manner without us at least acknowledging it, noticing it, observing it, and seeing how and what can we do to prevent others from that path as well. So I'm going to post one of my videos that I enjoyed from him, just rest in peace, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and for you watching this, go make today great. Bye for now.